Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Next part of this idea was.
Looking for mercy, I found grace. Hey, hey. Looking for love, and I found da-da-da. Looking for healing, I found love. Looking for joy, and I found your strength was just enough. And all I need is you.
All I need.
never even involve you. I'm speaking the truth.
Let's fill it up.
Any and everything, it can all be so available to you.
Let's fill it up.
You really can change the game. All you got to do is believe it is true.
Just believe.
to trust in Him. The battle is the Lord's. Everybody say,
hold on, hold on, hold on. You know a change is on.
Above all you can ask for, he's able. this has been some kind of show, but we're hanging in there because we do not give up. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hearts of Love Radio Show. I'm going to try this one more time. Dr. Nicole, are you there?
Praise God, I'm here. I am here.
You know, it took some deep prayer, but we didn't give up, did we?
We did not. You know, the devil thought he was going to step in and he was going to stop what God's plan was. As I'm driving, I got caught up with a patient in the midst of a crisis, and I have two other ladies on the phone that's trying to be servants of God and true to his word. And you've never had a problem on this show, Greg, but tonight there was some technical difficulties, but as he say, when you stand true to his word, he'll always prevail and work it out, and to God be the glory, he worked it out. So for the listeners and the people that are on board to hear this important discussion, I humbly thank you. The other ladies on this call, thank you, and the Greg Wright Show thanks you. Thank you for bearing with us, because this is an important discussion. It's a continual discussion. I don't know if everyone has been tuning in and paying attention and have kept the blindfolds off as to what has been going on in regard to the hurricane, which first hit Houston, then it hit Florida, then it hit Puerto Rico. Some of us have given, some of us are still giving, but here's the thing. It is not over. These people now have to rebuild. And in rebuilding, they are rebuilding psychologically. They are rebuilding financially. They are rebuilding infrastructurally. They are rebuilding just as human beings. And guess what? It is going to take the old African proverb. It is going to take many, many, many people from the village to help these people build. It is not a you, it is not a I, it is a we thing. So on the line, we have Evangelist Batista that has a listing of items, specific items that we need. We are not asking you, please, people, hear me. I understand we are in a financial crisis time where we all have financial barriers on our pocket. Lord knows I know it. We're not asking you for your money. We're asking you if you can to go to the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, the Family Dollar, Price Right, Shop Right, and to specifically give items that these people in Puerto Rico, Houston, or Florida need. These people in Puerto Rico are eating alligators or whatever they can just to sustain themselves. Do you understand what I just said? Eating alligators just to sustain themselves. They're not as blessed and fortunate as us to be able to eat a burger, some French fries, a T-bone steak, some black beans and rice, or drink clean water. We have people that have sick elderly family members that are over there. The devastation in which these torrential storms have placed upon these human beings is going to take a long time for them to recover from. And it is going to be a slow process. And when you think about it, for my listeners, I want you to think about it from a psychological stance. Imagine having the bare minimum taken from you, your sense of safety, your sense of ability to just provide for your family. There are pictures on Facebook, live photos from my friend Jessica, whose father is begging her not to come and visit because it is horrible over there. This young lady just gave birth to his grandson, and she wants to go and be with her family. And he's begging her not to come because it's unsafe. He has sent live photos to Facebook so that people know just how serious it is. So again, so that you don't waste air penny, please listen to Evangelist Batista as she gives you the list of things that they need. You don't have to worry about getting it there. If you need to get it to me and I get it to Jersey and they get it there, that is what we are willing to do. We also have Mall of Folk, Curvy Evolutionist, Brand Ambassador of Sneetch's Movement on the line as well, that is going to assist with this.
Hold on. For those who are listening, can you turn your phone down because we're getting the back of you. Feedback. Can you turn your speakers and your volume down just a little bit? All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that heartfelt introduction, Dr. Nicole. Everyone who knows Dr. Nicole, she's very, very passionate. And thank you for keep on going because you were in the middle of introducing everyone, Dr. Nicole.
So, Sister Evangelist Bertista, if you could please introduce yourself and what it is you do with Never Alone Ministry, and please, again, educate the listeners as to what it is they need and how they can get it to you with me as one of the drop-off resources.
Yes, good evening. God bless everyone. Blessings to you and yours, as well as the listeners. My name is Evangelista Batista, and I am the CEO and founder of Never Alone Ministries, a ministry that was in our family for years, something that my grandparents taught my parents to give and help others and serve at all times, not even, you know, in the church, but as well outside the four walls. Now I'm doing that with my three kids and two nephews, where we help feed the homeless, we clothe them, we pray for them, we listen to them, we set them up with local resource that they may need, and it's all family run. We're not, you know, combined or attached to any other organization. It's out of pocket. We reach out to friends and people on Facebook to help us out. And we also do mentorship and volunteer program as well. If you want to volunteer, we can sign off on your, you know, paperwork for school, mentor kids to come and help, mentor those homeless people that had a rough time. And because they've been coming to the feedings and we've been helping them and got them into different programs to help them and get rehab, they're now actually volunteering. So it's a blessing. It's hard. It's not easy when you see and hear all that. But it's what we're here to do, to serve the people. I'm happy to be introduced to Dr. Nicole through a friend of mine, Jessica, and raise awareness about Puerto Rico. Harvey hit, and it hit Houston, it hit Florida, but Puerto Rico, it's 99.5 destruction in the island. No power, no food, no gas, no diesel. Hospitals, you know, stop operating. So death toll right now, they're saying it's 40-something, but we know that's higher. I have family over there I haven't heard of. Jess also has family she hasn't heard of. They're begging families not to go and help them out because it's chaotic over there. There's family on dialysis, people that need oxygen. So we definitely know that the death toll is higher. We need help from everybody. It's not a Hispanic issue. It's from, you know, everybody should come and help us out. We ask nonprofits, schools, hospitals, churches to do what, you know, it's humane to do. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a very, very devastation, you know, devastation for all the land over there. It's not just one part of Puerto Rico. And I think that the news has shown bits and parts of it, you know, not the reality of it all. And yes, a lot of help has gone to Puerto Rico, but it's still stuck there because of logistic problems. Trump administration has stopped them from doing and aiding our people. It's very difficult. The governor has stepped in and done certain things, but it's so slow. It's 14 days in, and these people in remote places have not received any food and water. They're dying. We have a connection over there who's now there. Her dad had passed away, so she had to leave before our team leaves, and she's the one that's going to assure that whatever we sent there is escorted. Her cousin is the mayor of one of the towns. She knows officials. She has people in the army that are guaranteeing her and truck drivers that the goods that are sent from here go to the people that are in need. Because of that assurance is why I teamed up with her. Instead of doing my own thing, we collaborated, and I'm asking help from everybody. And that help doesn't have to be monetary if you don't want to feel comfortable, but if it does, we have a GoFundMe page at GoFundMe.com. Puerto Rico Strong is the campaign name under Wanda Mora. And if you don't feel comfortable in giving donations that way monetary, you can buy items. I always say Dollar Tree is your best friend. $5 can go a long way. You can get a little bag of rice. You can get a can of beans. You can get a pack of tooth brushes. You can get Listerine. You can get first aid kit. They even sell solar power lights, batteries. So any help is appreciated. We just need the help. People are in this fair over there, and it's a continual effort. I don't think that people understand that they're going to be without power for 6 to 9 months. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't sleep at night. We've been on this for, 3 weeks now, emailing, texting, calling, reaching out to folks, and I don't think they get it. And that's what I want people to understand. It's a continual effort, not because you see artists going down there. If you see people showing pictures of the containers, there's thousands of containers over there, but you have to get the containers out. You know, they need their lack of drivers. If there's people with CDLs, you can go to Puerto Rico. They need doctors. The island was already going through it because of the debt issue that they had. So teachers were coming to the States, doctors, nurses. So there was already a lack of resources. All that needs to, you know, be taken into account of when you think about the island. Also, the influx of people that we're all going to get coming from the island to the States. We have to be prepared for that. Praying that, you know, these people get the help in need. Praying that we all find our families as well as everybody else, because it's a wreck. Yes, we have faith in God, but we are humans too. You know, we want to see our family well and others. And that's why I'm excited to be speaking on this show. And whoever wants to reach out and connect with me in any way, I'm open to that. I'm available at Facebook. My name is FDI Evangelista Batista on Facebook. My email is ebatista3k@gmail.com. My phone number is 856-236-6281. And you can also contact Wanda Mora on Facebook. She's the one I'm collaborating with. And any help is appreciative. Don't think that you have to donate a whole lot. $1 can go a long way. Please spread the word. These are brothers and sisters. So thank you for you guys. And I'm here if you want to contact me and pray. Prayer for, you know, it's the first thing I always tell people. Prayer first, because, yes, you know, without God, nothing is possible. And like the song was saying, he is able and he is able. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for coming through. And I'm sorry, I apologize for the technical difficulty earlier. Hopefully next week you ladies can still come through and we can still finish and have the whole hour to finish and do some updates and see how you're doing in that area.
No problem. Thank you.
God bless you.
I just want to take a minute, and I want to specifically read, because, you know, Greg, as you know, a failure to plan is definitely a plan to fail. And
exactly.
I want our listeners to be mindful that being specific in these items is for a reason. It's because this is what they need in Puerto Rico. They need cases of water, non-perishable items. You can go to the dollar store, get your Goya beans, string beans, mm-hmm, other items in a can, batteries, as Evangelist Batista said, candlesticks, mm-hmm, first aid, mm-hmm, kits, sugar, crackers, carnation milk, solar powered lights, personal hygiene products, baby care products, paper or foam products, bag of rice. In the bag of rice, please make it 10 pounds or less. In your bags of rice, make it 10 pounds or less. Nothing bigger than that. Also, as they are packing, the care packages, they are using 58-quart clear storage bins because they are packing the quarts to send per family. So please make your purchases of the items as best you can as specific to this list. We are not asking for you to go in your pocket and specifically give money. We are more so asking for you to give these items. This is going to be a slow recovery process. And again, for
yes.
those who have ever tuned into this show and heard myself, Mia Cofield, Marla Folks, and anyone else speak on it, we speak from a spiritual stance, which is what this show is about, which is why we love it and we choose this show over all other radio shows to go on when there is a sense of urgency going on anywhere in the world. People have to understand that when something catastrophic such as this happens, it hurts at a deeper standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It causes PTSD, whether in the individuals impacted by it or their loved ones. Again, as I started speaking earlier on, I spoke about my friend Jess, who just had a baby, and her dad is over there in Puerto Rico. Can you even begin to imagine what this woman is going through, that she wants to be there with her family? She wants them there, but her dad, for her safety and peace of mind, is begging her not to come. These families, these children, these men, these women have been displaced from what they called and known as home. They're in the streets. They're wherever they can find some type of warmth, some dry land, and they're trying to make it as livable as possible. They're now probably experiencing depression, anxiety, sadness, sleeping disorders. We don't know what down the line is gonna happen. So if ever there was a need for you to be humble and be a servant according to God's word, here's one of many opportunities for you to do. I don't care if it's just a flashlight you send. Something is better than nothing. I don't care if you get on your knees 3 times a day and you lift these 3 places up in prayer. It is still doing something because we are responsible. You cannot have plausible denial and act as if we are not responsible. We are a family. And as Evangelist Batista said, it is not a Hispanic thing. It is not a white thing. It is not a black thing. It is a us thing. It is a God thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, yes.
And yes. I am begging you, if I have to beg you to help, I am begging you, link up with us on Facebook. You do not have to worry about getting these items to Puerto Rico. We will handle the rest. My business phone number is area code 443-224-8490. You can send me a text. You can call me, leave a voice message. All you have to say is, I have some items. I will meet you and get them. We will do the rest of the work to get the item there. But please do what you can, do what God places upon your heart. But don't be still and do nothing.
Yes, and spread the word. Spread the word through the church, at work, at school. Spread the word.
Amen.
Also, there is a number for people who, because the lines are down, the military has a main line. If there's someone in Puerto Rico that needs to at least know if their loved one is okay or get a message to them, please, and Greg, if you could just post this somewhere on your website, I would greatly appreciate it. The main number to check on a loved one in Puerto Rico is area code 202-778-0710. Again, that number to call to check on a loved one in Puerto Rico is 202-778-0710. Again, this is going to be a slow recovery process. It's not going to be comfortable But with many, we can get it done. It doesn't have to be as uncomfortable as it will be if we just turn a blind eye to it.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Now, I can't even imagine what you guys are, what they're going through and what you guys are going through who have loved ones over in Puerto Rico. I'm definitely going to put the word out. I'm definitely going to put this number on my website because we definitely need to keep them uplifted in prayer as well as help as much as we can. Like you said, even if it's just going to the Family Dollar or the Dollar Tree or one of those stores and just get some things that we take for granted that they really need.
Right.
Dr. Nicole?
I'm still
is
here,
Marla
Greg.
There? Is Marla there?
Yes,
I do not. Oh, she is there.
You guys did an awesome job on behalf of Smooches. I just wanted to thank anyone who was willing to give, because it's important. When I saw those video clips on my page today, Nicole, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, I mean, it almost looks like, you know, it's just pure ruins. So my heart goes out to Puerto Rico. My heart goes out to all the hurricanes. But this last hit, it was just so devastating. Even us looking at it on the news, it's just, I just can't imagine the people there without, you know, running water, without electricity. And I've been to Puerto Rico, you know, two times. And I just can't imagine that beautiful island just wrecked to pieces. And the people just not having the bare necessities. When I say the bare necessities, they don't have anything. So anything we can give, guys, is really important. And like she said, $1, whatever you have, if you want to donate money, but items, is something that we can get immediately. You don't have to spend a lot of money. So I really hope that, you know, people dig deep and continue to pray for the victims, because it's just one of those things where, like you said, it's not going to be a fast recovery. It just isn't. It's just so much damage. Like Nicole mentioned, you know, with the PTSD, people just don't recover from that. When you lose everything, it's just, you know, all you have is your life. And for some, they don't even have that, you know. For those that perished, I pray for their families, because it's just, that's just devastating. There's nothing that they could have done. Everybody couldn't get out, you know. So I just, my heart again goes out to the families, and whatever we can give, I just pray that people will find it in their hearts to do so.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ms. Marla. Ms. Marla, you ladies are really, really doing it, and appreciate what you guys are doing. I see Smooches all over the place.
You know, thank you.
Yeah, and it's so good to see you guys doing that and giving back. Dr. Go?
We really appreciate it.
I'm here, and Greg, I thank you, because it's for those who don't know how I met this amazing, spiritually driven man. I met him as an intern at my job, and I always say nothing ever happens by chance, and it was like two kindred spirits that was meant to actually meet each other, and you have just been a blessing to me and my friends who I consider to be my family. And just if you're listening, I had the honor of meeting Jessica as well as Evangelist Batista last night. They drove 2 hours all the way from Jersey, and I just thank God for y'all, and y'all are now my family. So your pain is my pain. And Greg, I thank you, because when I reached out to you and I asked you, could we come on this show for this urgent matter, you didn't question it. Your response was yes. What do you need? Do whatever you have to do. And I thank you. And it's people like you that truly, truly solidify the meaning behind being a servant of God. It's people like you as well, Evangelist Batista. And I'm trusting God's favor over this.
Yes, amen.
Truly, I am. I was getting a little discouraged with the technical difficulties, and then I shook it off. You know,
that's
I was
right.
like, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Even in this,
yeah.
I lift all the victims up in prayer because
mm-hmm.
we are
yes.
all God's children. And the healing process has already begun where those of
yes.
we now have
yes.
to be their strength. We have to.
That's
and
right.
I'm hoping that listening to this call, the listeners and the viewers hear the sense of urgency and that they will put themselves in the shoes of them victims. Close their eyes and imagine and ask yourself,
yeah.
what if it was you that lost everything? One night you
mm-hmm.
went to sleep and had the home, the pillows, the food, the electricity, the clean water,
mm-hmm.
and then in a blink of an eye, it was gone. Would you not want someone, somebody,
mm-hmm.
to do for you what we are now asking you to do for others? I am begging you. It is your duty. It is your vocation as children of God.
Amen.
To extend your
yes.
hand. I
yes.
don't care if it is a peanut. I don't care if it is a penny. But to give to thy brother and thy sister and thy neighbor what they cannot give and do for themselves. I am begging you. Do not turn a blind eye to what is visibly clear to all of us.
Yes.
Do not
Amen.
Sit and
yes.
wait for
yes.
the government to do what
That's
we
right.
two can come together collectively to do.
Correct. Yep.
That's it.
Yes, yes. And also I want to insert, let's pray for the officials that are going beyond the Trump administration and saying, hey, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to go help them. There's a lot of people that are going to get in trouble, but God got their back because they're doing what they need to do. There's a people on the ground. There's locals. There's, you know, military, and they're not having it. They're like, no, we're going to help these people whether he likes it or not. And, you know, we need to pray for them. Because there is going to be backlash. But like we said, God got their back, and we appreciate that. We appreciate the pilot, Giovanni. He's been giving us intake on Facebook around the island. We pray and thank David, the reporter. He's done an awesome job. He didn't cover up nothing. He also did not have anything. He was there for, I think, 16 days, if I'm not mistaken. And those are the people that we appreciate. You know, they have money. They come from money. They don't know much of the island, but they went and did what they had to do. And we really appreciate that. Without them, we wouldn't really know anything. I mean, they were giving us real raw news, and that's what we needed. So, again, let's pray for those who went up and beyond and keep them, you know, in prayer because that backlash will come. But, again, God has their back.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, definitely, ladies, next Thursday, if you ladies can come through next Thursday and promise you, we're gonna speak for that victory and what you're doing, and victory that we can have the whole hour, the full whole hour, to really, really talk about what you're doing and where you're at and everything.
Thank you so much. I totally love you. I love you for everything that you've ever done for us, for others in the community, and that which you
yes.
yet to do. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I love you guys, too. And I love you, too. And thank you for helping to push me and motivate me to do what I've done and what God's been doing in my life. So I appreciate you, ladies. You ladies, all y'all have been here. And
Amen. Yeah, thank you.
The opportunity is here for you for next Thursday. And for the same time, you guys can come through, have a full hour, and see and just really, really go into more depth about everything that's going on.
It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. Any last words?
Please, listeners, hear the urgency in this call for help. This is not a call for your money. This is a call for humanity. This is a call for humanity. This is not about race. This is not about popularity. This is about helping people survive. Helping people survive. It could be your mother, your daughter, or your grandmother, your grandfather. Please help.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. You know what? I'm going to end the show today with I Love You by John Glenn McReynolds. I hope you guys who are listening, don't forget, if you want to check on a loved one in Puerto Rico, that number again is 202-778-0710, and I will make sure that this is placed on all of my all of my media sites. I want to say God bless you. And I thank you for coming through tonight. Be encouraged.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you guys next Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you.
Thank you.
People don't understand why we lift our hands and sing praises. And people can't comprehend that when we dance, we're not crazy. See, maybe they don't realize that sitting high is the Father. And this is what we were created for, nothing less or more but to worship you. And I just want to say that yours is the best love that I've ever had. I just want to say that I think it's only fair that we give it back. I love mercies every day, and you still find room for more favor. I can't believe there ever was a time that I tried to hide who you were to me. But those days are long over now. I'll show it proud for all to see. I just wanna say that yours is the best love that I've ever had. I just wanna say that I think it's only fair that we give it back. You wait who you are.